This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Fax is 989-583-1914. Regarding Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N. Date of birth is August 11th of 1940. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Sorensen with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and anasarca. Her last visit was August 23rd, and it was a telemedicine visit when she was still residing at the Masonic Home for Physical Therapy. At that time, she had been on Lasix 40 milligram daily, and then at time of discharge, that was changed to 40 milligram daily, alternating with 20 milligram the next day. And since that time, her weight is up 10 pounds since she was discharged from Masonic Pathways. And she knows that she is more swollen than she was at time of discharge. She has edema from her toes up to her groin and slightly into the lower abdomen. Urine stays concentrated all the time and never gets lighter in color. She does not have dysuria, but she does have urinary incontinence and requires undergarment protection. Her shortness of breath is chronic. She has been using oxygen per nasal cannula at night, and that has been helping. She's been recently treated for cellulitis of the lower extremities with Keflex and Bactroban ointment, and that seems to have helped. The patient currently denies chest pain. She has dyspnea on exertion. Today she is wheelchair-bound but is able to stand and bear weight and transfer from the wheelchair to the car. She is accompanied by her daughter today for this visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. As previously stated, her edema is increased, and she does have some redness in both ankles bilaterally without warmth. Medications, she's on Eliquis, 2.5 milligram, one twice a day. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram every day. Metoprolol is 25 milligram, one twice a day. And the Lasix was 40 milligram one day, alternating with 20 milligram every other day. Armour thyroid, 120 milligram daily, or 120 grains daily. Elderberry extracted one daily. She takes garlic, vitamin E, vitamin B12, elderberry, and albuterol. Meter dose inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed for shortness of breath or wheezing. And Stiolto, it's S-T-I-O-L-T-O, inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day. Tylenol is used if she needs something for pain. No oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents are used. Physical examination, weight is 270 pounds, pulse 62, and blood pressure is 112 over 60. She does have an intact AV fistula in her left upper arm. Neck is supple. There's minimal JVD noted. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate. Abdomen is obese. She does have some firmness in the lower abdomen as she's sitting. And she does have 3 to 4+ edema from toes up to thighs bilaterally. And there's erythema and red spots on the lower ankles and shin areas without open areas. No weeping or drainage is noted. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 10/21 of 2022. Her creatinine is 1.8, which is improved. Estimated GFR was 27. Albumin 3.5. Calcium is 8.6. Sodium 138. Potassium slightly low at 3.3. Carbon dioxide 27. Phosphorus is 3.7. Her hemoglobin is 12.1 with a normal white count. normal platelets and normal differential. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. Currently no uremic symptoms, but she is suffering from volume overload, and that's worse since the Lasix was decreased from 40 milligram daily down to 20 milligram one day and 40 the next. Congestive heart failure, 2. 3. Anasarca, 4. Hypertension, well controlled, and 5. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. We've asked the patient to increase her Lasix from 20 milligram one day, alternating with 40 the next, to 40 milligram daily. She'd like to have labs drawn in her home if possible. So a lab order was provided for monthly labs, and we also sent a copy to A&D Home Care to see if they could draw the labs for her once a month. She should continue her fluid restriction, follow the low-salt diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 1 month. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.